1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
President Bush today signed into law a... He signed into law a package that would enable police. It's an unprecedented anti-terrorism package of laws that will enable police to do a lot of things that heretofore they've not been able to do. They can detain longer. I understand it's search, seize, detain, and eavesdrop, an unprecedented ability in the wake of 9/11, in the wake of so many things that our country is contending with right now. We wanted to get a police perspective on this. And I don't know whether Jay Sanis is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Mr. Sanis, are you there? Jay, are you there?
I'm right here, sir. I'm sorry. We are right now viewing an awful lot in terms of trying to put into practice some of the things that President Bush has signed into law. But we are very, very excited here at Citizens Auxiliary Police, as are all people on the front line of law enforcement, because we do realize it's about saving lives. And I think you said it very well, Phil. Let me repeat it. It is about search, seize, detain, and eavesdrop. I think it's very, very important.
But you're not technically a police force.
Well, I think it's semantical. Citizens Auxiliary Police been in existence since 1996. We are a volunteer police force. Yes, we do not have some of the privileges, if you will, of other police agencies, but we do assist in crowd control.
But you're a volunteer. These are all guys. They're all men.
Yes, Matt, for the most part, we do believe in having a strictly male force. We do believe that a male officer is able to control his emotions to a degree and also be able to apprehend and detain a perpetrator. We feel that this is an important contribution as a volunteer police force, but don't minimize what we can do. I mean, you say we're volunteer.
Well, you're not real cops.
Kind of take a little bit of offense at that, Phil.
Well, all right, so you guys are a volunteer police force?
In association with the West Texas Range Rovers, the Utah Simulated Police, and the Florida Biennial, I forget, it's written down here somewhere, but this is a Florida bunch, there's New York State Volunteer Police Force, and the Pennsylvania Pretend Minutemen.
And the Pennsylvania, okay. Let me ask you about President Bush. You said it's very exciting, this anti-terrorism bill.
Well, it's exciting to anybody on the front lines of law enforcement, because the two words that I like, we will be able to detain and eavesdrop. And I believe that our country can be best served by the Citizens Auxiliary Police if we are allowed to eavesdrop on conversations. I think there is an awful lot going on among some groups. I don't know which ones they are, but the best thing we can do as police officers is to fan out into areas where you can hear conversation, listen in, and to that end, we have developed Operation Table Sit, which is something we're very proud of.
Now, Operation Table Sit, I've heard some controversy about this, because you and members of your Citizens Auxiliary Police are going into restaurants as of today?
As of approximately 11:15 this morning, Phil, when the President signed this into law, Operation Table Sit was a go. It was a green light. We gave a green light to officers in some 15 communities around Southern California to go into restaurants, to sit down, and to listen into conversations between men and women in restaurant booths. Now, let me tell you why that...
Yeah, okay, because we've had some complaints and some questions.
Obviously, they're going to complain, because what we're doing is two people together in a restaurant looking at each other across the table in a booth. This ends up a red flag, because there could be some conversation going on that we cannot track.
But a normal conversation between a man and a woman, between two friends.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about that. I'm not saying a law is being broken. I'm simply saying what we are putting into effect in Operation Table Sit is to sit down, bring a chair close to the table, take notes, turn on a recording device. We will not in any way interfere with those people. We will not in any way interfere with their conversation unless we do hear it going into some areas that we think are dangerous.
I'm a little concerned. I know that...
I know you're concerned, Phil, but it's all right. We do not interfere at all.
So you're going into restaurants. You're sitting down. What are you doing? You're just bringing a chair over? I mean...
We could just grab a chair from the table, sit down... And we'll simply eavesdrop. That's all we're doing, okay? I want to be very clear with your audience. We are not interfering with the conversation.
Well, there was a couple in Palos Verdes today who said that one of your sub-commanders, which is that a...
That's equal to a private or a patrolman. That's correct.
All right, one of your subcommanders was sitting next to a table, and when he heard the words Afghanistan and Osama bin Laden, he made some remark to the lady.
We feel that women are not equipped emotionally to handle a lot of these highly charged political conversations. That is true, and I don't mean to offend the many very fine mothers and sisters and daughters that we have out there. Where would we be without our women? But I am saying that women are emotional. I think a lot of these things are emotional. If I hear Afghanistan come out of the mouth of a woman, then a red flag goes up and we got to move in. And that's really what I'm saying in terms of that.
So you're stopping conversations, or
we are not. We're simply saying, excuse me, but you are talking about some things that could present a safety issue.
All right, this lady says, and she called my producer, Mike Schaefer. She said when she started talking about Osama, first of all, she thought your presence at her table was very uncomfortable. She said that...
Well, naturally, a lot of people don't like, this kind of vigilance, but we're being vigilant for the whole country.
All right, well, she said that when she mentioned Osama bin Laden, you said to her to stay away from that kind of conversation.
Yes, we did, absolutely, because we do have a takedown. The lady did what I asked her to do.
She stopped talking about Osama bin Laden, she said, because she was afraid.
That is correct.
What if she didn't?
We have to move into another area. We have to move into the area of detention. We have to move into an area of a takedown. It is a simple takedown method, but we do need to stop people from talking. Look, when women get emotional, it is a safety issue. We don't need them talking about these things.
Well, she said that you said to her some takedown method involving grabbing the back of the head.
It is simple. We grab the back of the head and push it into the food on the table in front of them. And that is very...
That is a violent assault, okay?
So I'm on the front line of law enforcement, and I really think you're out of your element telling me what I can or can't do.
All right, first of all, I'm going to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Citizens Auxiliary Police. First of all, you're sitting next to somebody's table, and you're listening in, taking notes, and recording it.
We do not interfere with the conversation at all, and we tell the people, don't mind us, we're just going to sit here and just listen. And
well, you're within a couple of feet of these people, right?
We are within designated 18 inches, that is correct.
Is that legal?
Phil, there's nothing illegal about listening in a conversation. Nothing illegal. You show me where it's written in the Constitution of the United States of America.
The country is called United States of America.
I'm a little bit nervous, so.
All right, I'm sorry, but.
You show me where it's written that a guy can't sit down with a notepad and just take down what he's hearing some people saying at a table.
Okay, maybe that's okay. But when the lady, if the man talks about it, it's all right?
We feel that men are emotionally equipped to handle the news of today, yeah.
But if the lady starts talking about Osama bin Laden or anything else, you start telling her that she can't do it.
We simply say, ma'am, you're a female, you're emotional, we'd like you to steer away from this. I just want to give you a healthy hit. It's just kind of a tip from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Otherwise,
you're grabbing the back of somebody's head and forcing their face into their food.
Generally, these people eat. Generally, women eat salads. And so you don't have a problem. You take the face, and it's only going into a bed of greens. There's no problem. It's a gentle, and Phil, I think you're mistaken. It's a gentle grab at the back of the head. It's a very gentle push forward into a bed of greens, into generally what most women have is a bed of greens. Some women that are a little bit larger, it is generally a large bowl. It could be pasta.
It could be hot pasta.
I beg pardon?
You could be shoving a woman's face into hot pasta.
A lot of these women get the chilled salad, chilled pasta salad. And let me tell you something, Phil, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. A little ranch dressing on the nose never killed anybody, and I think in a lot of ways...
Well, I think that what you're doing is patently unconstitutional.
Phil, you know, maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, President Bush signed into law the anti-terrorism package, which enables and empowers the law enforcement officers of America to go about the business of protecting this country.
Well, if you're sitting down next to somebody's table, overhearing everything they're saying and taking notes, it feels like an invasion of privacy.
Mr. Henry, I am familiar with the laws of this country.
And the fact that you're not a real cop.
And I don't like the idea of not a real cop. We are a volunteer force helping our country. Okay?
1-800-449-8686. Here's Ryan on the Phil Henry Show. Ryan, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
I don't believe that if you're a real police officer or whatever that you think you are, how you can just go up and physically do anything to anybody just because of something they're talking about, and how you can sit there and say a woman has no place to talk about what's going on when just as much she does as anybody else.
Red, I don't know if you're married or anything. I'm sure you probably have had sisters or, you know, women in your life. I would say I'm sure you're familiar with the fact that a lot of women, when it comes to highly charged political issues, do get emotional. And from the standpoint of Citizens Auxiliary Police and our public policy from our department, that poses a safety hazard. That is a safety hazard, especially if it is a situation where they're on the, doing the, you know, they got that period deal going on. And they're going a little crazy on you.
Oh, see, this is stereotypical.
This is a safety issue is what I'm talking to Ryan about.
Well, I understand
so,
that. But
see what I'm saying? So if the woman starts to, she goes off about Osama bin Laden, she gets panicky, she begins to scratch or kick or in any way endangers the safety of the other people either at a salad bar or at a soup line, we got ourselves a safety issue, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police steps in.
There are men just as emotional as women.
Well, I don't know. In your part of the country, I don't know. Men can get emotional, and if a man does get emotional, we will use a takedown method.
You're taking the back of somebody's head, and you're pushing it into their food.
That is the most effective way. The other method, of course, is to cut off the wind, and what we do is very gently apply a handkerchief to the nose, squeeze the nose, they gasp for air. I'll tell you something, you think twice before you start talking about things we don't feel you should talk about.
If that happened to me in a restaurant, things are going to get pretty ugly.
Well, Ryan, you're right. It would get ugly because then you'd be on the floor, spread eagle. And
no, he's talking about he'd get ugly with you.
Well, Ryan, I can ask you. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What are you talking about in restaurants?
What's that?
What are you talking about in restaurants?
What do I talk about?
Are you talking at all about any of this?
Yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he has a.
I'm talking to the gentleman. What's that, sir?
Just whatever's on my mind. I mean, I talk about...
Are you talking about Osama bin Laden or any of the events geopolitical of the Afghan situation?
I'm sure I have, yes. I've talked about that while I've been
in the Are you speaking about these things with a woman?
I don't recall. There may have been women there. I don't know.
Okay, Ryan, I would ask you, on behalf of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and all well-meaning American citizens, to not talk to any woman about anything having to do with Islam or, you know, they go nuts. Especially that whole burqa thing, they go ape, and they'll go wild on you. And they can claw, they can kick.
What are we talking about here, human beings or a freaking wild animal?
Don't you see what they're doing to women over in Afghanistan? There are women in America today that will take your, they will grab the genitals, squeeze, twist, and pull. Now, I've seen it happen. Okay, Ryan, I want you to think about that, all right, buddy?
All right.
1-800-449-8686. I think a lot of this stuff is very stereotypical. I think a lot of this stuff is absolutely wrong.
Don't bring up heroes to a woman either. You know, there's belly dancing, anything that has to do with...
Well, women like to belly dance. Some women like to belly dance.
I know, but anything Middle Eastern, the women get extremely emotional. That's what we're talking about. That's the Citizens Auxiliary Police, about saving a life. And Phil, I can tell you, I've been on the front line of law enforcement since 1998, and there has been so many times that I wish we had these police powers that President Bush has given to us.
President Bush gave these police powers to duly licensed police officers
and adjunct police agencies that assist on a volunteer basis. And we are not arresting, we are not detaining, we are simply listening in.
Well, I gotta tell you, I would be very uncomfortable with you guys sitting, would you say 18 inches?
That's standard, that's by the book, yeah.
Oh, that's standard by the manual, huh? You can sit no closer?
By the manual, 18 inches from any table.
And you're sitting there.
And so we are in a uniform, we are well marked, we wear a blue armband, a white pith or safari style helmet, we have a camouflage golf shirt and camouflage cargo pants. And we wear the Florsheim wingtip, which is very light and petroleum-based. These are a highly identifiable uniform.
So I see a guy sitting next to me in a pith helmet with a blue armband and a camouflage golf shirt, and I'm supposed to feel real good.
You can feel at least that the Citizens Auxiliary Police is protecting your interests. Say yes, Dave.
Whatever. I didn't hear the last thing. It was... this is the thing. The President Bush's anti-terrorism package, I think, is important. I think that when a volunteer police, any cop is going to sit 18 inches from your table and listen to your conversation, because according to the President's package, this gives them unprecedented ability to search, seize, detain, and eavesdrop. And the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to restaurants all over Southern California and just sitting next to tables and taking notes on what people are talking about. That's got to be wrong. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
63 on the floor. Jay Santos is with us. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want to be clear. You are not a...
We are not a real police agency, if that's the kind of insult, Phil.
I'm not looking to insult you, Mr. Santos, but you are sitting next to people's tables and eavesdropping.
As a volunteer auxiliary police agency, we're here to oversee the work of the police.
And you think the police need your help?
I think it's the duty of any citizen. Yes, frankly, I think they did. I see some gaping holes in law enforcement and as a volunteer force. So that's what we do.
And you're sitting next to tables in restaurants, overhearing people's conversation, taking down notes, and tape recording it.
That is absolutely correct.
Well, I happen to know you need to get their permission.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I've got the book right.
Well, I think it is. Here is Nash on the Phil Hendry Show. Nash, go ahead.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if this clown is for real or not. Because I'll guarantee you, sitting in a restaurant...
You can come to California, and if I hear any conversation coming from you or any of your friends, you're going to have a problem with me.
Let me tell you about a problem.
What are you going to threaten the guy for?
You say you're a police auxiliary, you're going to need the police, because if you ever grab anybody sitting at the table with me and shove their head down in the food, buddy, I don't know what kind of fruit you are from out there in the land of fruit and nuts, but I guarantee you, I'll show you what a nut is.
I don't know whether you saw the President of the United States today clearly in a press conference stating that the new anti-terrorism law... And
he didn't say anything about you being able to sit next to a table.
I'm not going to do anything, Nash, other than just sit and listen into your conversation. That's all I'm doing.
Well,
how does that hurt you?
We have a freedom of speech in this country also.
Didn't say that you didn't.
And
I'm
if
just
I'm
sitting,
talking with my wife or a girlfriend about...
I'm just leaning in, listening.
Bin Laden or anything, and you lay a hand on her, buddy, I will pull that hand off and hand it back to you.
Nash, I'm trying to be friendly here. And
well, the man is understandably challenged by you.
Your wife and girlfriend, when they talk about Bin Laden, Afghanistan, jets, missiles, guns, boats, any of that stuff, they can get emotional. They get emotional, Nash. We have a safety issue. Are you going to be the guy to stop it? Citizens Auxiliary Police, got to step in.
Like I say, if you try to interrupt the conversation, matter of fact, if you pull up and sit down at my table, you will leave the table.
Are you sitting at their table?
No, we are not. We are standard 18 inches away from the table, utilizing our own chairs.
You bring your own chairs?
Yes, we bring folding chairs, and we will sit next to the table. Now, Nash, I'm simply saying to you that if you are talking about anything untoward, I will gently grab the back of your head and force it into your food. Because that is the only...
That would be so hard to do with your arm bending in about three or four places it's never bent before.
What is this? Wow, did you...
I've dealt with a million guys who talk tough. And
well, you also said that you would pinch off their nose.
That is correct. What we do, Phil, is we take a tissue, pinch the nose... If you're laughing, Nash, I'm simply trying to protect you and your family from anthrax.
No, what you're trying to do is prove that you're a clown.
No, sir.
I mean, because if you took a handkerchief and
yes,
pinched
sir.
Off my nose or somebody's nose that I was with, buddy, I can't say on this radio where that handkerchief would be.
You have free speech. You have free speech. Go ahead, say it. Because I'm not trying to threaten you. I'm trying to say I'm trying to save your life.
How are you saving his life by pinching off his wind tunnel?
We have the handkerchief is medicated with a hypoallergenic and will not harm you at all. All right. Nash?
How about cramming your food down in the pasta?
Cramming my food in my where? I didn't hear, sir. That's 1623. He didn't say I can't hear him.
All right. I think he's probably gone. I don't know what happened to the caller. We do have to take a break.
Phil, what we're trying to do is save lives. And if I got to push someone's face into a chilled macaroni salad that's not heated up It's soft.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Do that to me and 1-800-449-86.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And we are with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. President Bush's anti-terrorism package was signed into law today. I think it comes as a great relief to a lot of Americans, but I don't think we welcome the Citizens Auxiliary Police, any police agency that I'm sorry, Jay, I don't think has the power to sit and listen in.
We are simply sitting and eavesdropping on conversation. That's all we do. And we're not doing anything else. There's nothing says I can't do that.
Well, it's uncomfortable for me to sit there talking to my wife while you're sitting 18 inches away taking notes.
This is the new world we've all got to get listened to. Didn't you hear President Bush? Didn't he say it's a new world, a new way of looking at things? Yeah, how everybody quickly forgets that. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. We are here to protect, and if that means that we have to sit, just kind of stick our head into your table and listen to what you're saying, we have to do that. And yes, if we do hear something that we do not approve of, I'm just trying to save these women from themselves and their emotions. They hear Osama bin Laden. Next thing you know, they're on, you know, going off like the women do, just like they're kind of doing their whole rag thing. And
God, man, why don't you have a way of saying things that's a little nicer?
So I'm a police officer. I'm not a public relations man. I speak my mind.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Donna, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
I called because this guy you're talking to is an idiot.
Ma'am, I mean, President Bush signed an anti-terrorism package.
You know what? I don't care, but you shouldn't listen in on people's conversations. And even if you do, and
what
you hear bin Laden or Afghanistan, what business is it of yours if someone's talking about that?
What's wrong with me just sitting and listening in? I'm not telling you what to talk about. I'm not doing nothing.
But you are telling me what not to talk about if you're going to shove my face in a salad if I talk about bin Laden.
I'm simply saying, ma'am, that it is dangerous for some people to talk about certain things.
But it's not dangerous for everybody.
You're talking about bin Laden. Doesn't that make you emotional?
No, not at all.
It doesn't make you emotional.
No.
It doesn't make you emotional.
What do you mean, emotional or emotional?
I'm talking about, does the subject that I'm speaking with right now, what is your name again, ma'am?
My name's Donna.
All right, this subject says that she doesn't get emotional when she's talking about bin Laden, Afghanistan, or anything else. And I am saying that that's fine, but it's a little unusual that she doesn't want to have her face at least pressed into a salad. And here's what I'm saying, Donna. What is wrong with me at least saying to you, you know, take a little bit of a time out. We're taking a security precaution, and we're moving your face into the greens to make sure that we at least have a situation we can control. What is wrong with that?
Everything is wrong with it. First of all, by listening to my conversation, you're invading my privacy.
Ma'am, there's nothing wrong with somebody. There's no law against somebody eavesdropping. The president himself gave us these powers this morning.
He didn't give them to you. He gave them to cops.
I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police. We assess the police.
Did he say eavesdropping on conversations?
Can I ask you a question? Are you married?
Yes, I am.
All right, ma'am, I don't mean anything offensive by this. But some men, if they have a problem seeing, for instance, ranch dressing or blue cheese dressing or some kind of white liquid on their wife's face, I got to question whether or not those men are heterosexual.
Whoa, man.
First of all, yeah, you're going a little out of line there. First of all, I don't even eat salad.
You don't eat salad? I think a man got a problem just seeing a little bit of light.
I know what you're talking about, and it's crude and vulgar.
I don't mean to be crude and vulgar, but I have to talk about these things. It's the safety of the country.
So if a guy doesn't like seeing white ranch dressing on his wife's face, there's something wrong with his sexuality?
No. I'm saying he may not be straight.
Well, my husband would be kicking your ass if you were shoving my face in a salad.
Would
and that's if
upset?
I didn't get to you first.
I'm asking the question. I think I'm entitled to a straight answer. Would he be upset if he saw ranch or blue cheese dressing on your face or around the neck area?
That's none of your business. That's invading my privacy yet again.
You know something? You're way overboard. You're talking about stuff.
Mr. Henry, you're getting into an area now that's beginning to... I don't want to use an untechnical term. You sort of piss me off a little bit.
You're pissing me off asking my female listeners if their ranch dressing on their neck bugs their husband. Okay?
Look, all I'm doing is pulling up my... my folding chair. I point to the blue armband. I sit down and pull out my notes. Nothing wrong with that. Do you respect the armband?
Not at all.
Donna, I'm asking you, do you know the armband of the Citizens Auxiliary Police or the white pith helmet?
No, I don't.
Now we got
a problem. Even if you're a police officer in a uniform, you don't need to listen to my private conversation.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about...
I'd like either one of you or any one of your listeners to point out to me how it's against the law for me to sit down, just kind of lean over to my left...
Okay, then can you tell me how it's against the law for a woman to talk about bin Laden or Afghanistan?
It's not against the law, but it could be dangerous. You could get emotional, and then you got
and
a
let
husband
me tell you this.
Going,
it's dangerous for you to listen to my conversation.
Well, it may be, but I think it's very suspicious. A, you're talking about bin Laden. B, your husband's all upset because there's a little bit of branch.
Yeah, on her neck and on her face. All right, Donna, I apologize for it.
Don't apologize, lady. She knows what I'm talking about.
Oh,
my,
okay.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now, it's just the way it's got to be, Donna.
Well, no, I don't think it does.
All you have to do is write into Citizens Auxiliary Police, get our pamphlet on how, you know, it's okay, talk your husband down from being shocked at seeing the ranch dressing on the neck.
Will you get off of that whole ranch dressing on the neck thing? Thank you, Donna, for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I'm telling you, as a police officer, I observe things.
Well, you're observing some stuff a little too weird and a little too close. Yasmin, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to say that you are completely out of whack. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm
a violation of civil rights.
Hey, Yasmin, this is Phil Henry. Could you back off your phone a little bit because it's a little, it's breaking up. Are you there?
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say this man is absolutely ridiculous, and I have no idea where the hell he's coming from. And what organization is he with?
I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, man. We are a police agency. We are a volunteer police agency. And we're just leaning
in. You have a volunteer and you have a manual?
We have a manual on how to eavesdrop on conversations. And if you're talking about anything that we don't think is right, Yasmin, we'll go ahead and tell you to knock it off. And if you resist, then, of course, what can I ask you?
What do you want to ask me?
What do you have for lunch?
What do I have for lunch?
What do you usually...
What kind of question is that? What did you
have
for lunch?
What kind of...
What did you talk about last night and you had him right
there? Come on, sir. I can't understand it. The manual is 5 pieces of paper stapled to the upper left-hand corner.
Yeah, I got a copy of your manual. This looks like something you Xeroxed off the internet. It's stapled in the upper left-hand corner.
Well, Yasmin, if you have salad for lunch, when we force your face down into it, it's soft, it's green...
I had no idea what salad was like. I thought you just shoved down a hot dog or something like that.
Well, if you want a hot dog, that's fine.
Anybody that talks about stuff will just shove their face into whatever they're eating. How's that?
Ma'am, I don't want to be threatened.
That's not right, right? I can do that, right?
I don't think you should threaten me. I'm the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
What can you do? You just eat up on people's conversations, right?
I just want to know, does your husband get bothered when he sees white, creamy liquid on...
Okay!
All right. Does he?
Whatever the laws of any state...
Yes, but does he or does he not?
Newly authorized organizations... It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Ranch dressing is your friend. Also say if women want our pamphlet on how to apply ranch dressing to their neck.
Never mind, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, we're going to do, we are live. I don't think I've mentioned this but once. We're live at the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills this evening on the Phil Henry Show. We got a really nice group of people here. And we were here last year. And this, I guess this is kind of like the remote portion of my life, because then next week we're going to be in New York City, which we're really looking forward to. As a matter of fact, I think we have reservations Monday night at the Tribeca Grill. And that's, I'm told, is owned by Robert De Niro. So that, I'm sure he'll be there.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Yeah, what? Well, look at you. Look at me. And then look at you and look at me.
So that'll be exciting. And then we're going to do our show for a week from the Museum of Television Radio in New York. And we're really looking forward to our trip to New York, because we really need to give that great city some props and get people reinvigorated a little bit about traveling to New York and enjoying it and visiting it. And there were some people from Portland, Oregon, who, you know, like I think about 800 of them, it took 60 separate jets to get there. And that was sort of an inspiration for me. So anyway, I don't want to make a big thing out of it, but that'll be really cool. We're looking forward to that. And also, don't forget that our website, the philhenryshow.com website, features all kinds of archive material, all kinds of live streaming audio, and we've got a 30-day archive as well, plus our daily Phil Polls America question, and we're going to have the Phil Cam, and we've got a terrific little video game that's kind of a take on Asteroids called Hendroids that you can play. It's all there. Yeah. Thanks, Kiesling, for that name, by the way. That just really flows. So it's all there for you, philhenryshow.com, and it's all accessible by purchasing your backstage pass, which is only $6.95 a month. All right, so we are at the museum for our second year, and rather than just sit here sort of in a vacuum, we thought we'd take some questions and answers from the audience, because I know that people sometimes have questions about what we do here or what I do there or my life or this show or whatever. So I think Craig Taylor has the microphone. And, yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, how did you actually start doing this? I mean, I've never heard of anybody else doing this, becoming a character and doing a talk show. Were you actually playing music before? Or?
Yeah, well, I was a disc jockey for 15 years and here in Los Angeles and elsewhere. And then I got fired from, like, my ninth job and decided that there's got to be something better. So I decided to get into talk radio because you didn't have to play music. You could the emphasis was on personality. And the kind of show that I do now developed at a little station in Ventura called KVEN. It was during the Gulf War buildup, Operation Desert Shield. And I had heard a guy reading an interview with Saddam Hussein. And he was reading the questions and the answers. I thought, gee, I wonder if I could do an interview with an Iraqi. And so I went to the station one day, and I started doing this voice. You know, I'm Saddam Hussein. I think he's a great man. I think you people are nuts, you know. And the next thing I know, the phone lines were lighting up. People wanted to talk to the Iraqi, so I started taking phone calls. And I began to experiment with other voices, too. Well, if it works with the Iraqi, maybe it'll work with some guy that goes, yeah, Mr. Henry, you're bitching. Started doing that, you know. And then a guy saying, you know, I'm very good looking. I'm sexual. I have sexuality. It's just my sass. That's all. And women like it. And doing that. And so that's how it happened. And it's fun, you know. Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to find out if any of the locations that you talk about are based on real places like Ted's Beverly Hills or Jim Seal's Auto Farm or the Rusty Pelican, if they're real places.
Yeah, Rusty Pelican. The Rusty Pelican's real. In fact, there's a Rusty Pelican in Glendale that I used to hang out at a lot. I saw Kirk Gibson hit the homer against the A's in 88 at the Rusty Pelican Bar in Glendale, and the place went nuts. Jim Seal's Auto Farm is based on, in my early days as a disc jockey, I had to do these really cheesy remotes. And by a cheesy remote, I mean you'd have to go out with your own equipment and set up and then put the microphone. Hi, I'm out here at Bob's Chevrolet. And there's wind blowing and you're on a phone. And it sounds like this. So come on out, you know. You had to sound really happy to be there. And the phone line sucked. And the kids were looking at you and going, what's your name? Well, I'm Phil Hendry. I'm with K-Bob Radio. Uh-huh. Okay. And then they'd wander away. And nobody was there to see you. And so Jim Seal's Auto, and that's the way the client would be, too, saying, you know, how come there's nobody down here? Get them on down. Get on the radio. Do some of that funny shtick you do. Come on. So that's my way of purging that out of my life, because it was a horrible, horrible period in my life. And Ted's of Beverly Hills is just based on those really cool old steakhouses that your parents used to. Look at that. These are these are the special alien condoms for Martian itch. all those really cool old steakhouses your folks used to take you to with the red leather and the dark wood and the, you know, and the modern marginal steaks, but, you know, the drinks were kind of interesting looking, and they gave you a Shirley Temple and, you know, there was a place out in Pasadena where I grew up called Woody and Eddie's out on Huntington, and so it was based on that place, really.
Yeah, Phil, I was wondering if the real David Hall has gotten any good phone calls the next day that you could share with us.
Yeah, he when I first went on the air doing his voice, he got all kinds of people stopping him in you know, department stores. So you're that ass, huh? How dare you? And David, the real David Hall, is really a very nice guy and a great program director. In fact, he is truly, when we have his character say, I'm one of the top program directors in the country. Well, he actually is one of the top program directors in the country. And he lets us use his voice. And I even said to him one time, hey, look, if you want me to stop using your name, man, I will, because we really rip into you. Somebody goes, no, I'm proud of it. I'm happy with it. So we just keep pushing it till one day he comes to me and says, stop using my voice. You can stop doing it now.
Hi, it's great being here to see you live.
Thanks.
And I really been enjoying your website.
Oh,
I have
thanks.
Two questions. One, is there any connection between the drawing, the graphic of the little baby on the KFI website with the headphones and you? And second
does
question,
it look like me?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
And my second question is, how's Maria?
Yeah, Maria's great. Maria's working again. She's back in radio working for a broadcast company, and she's doing national programming for them, and she's really happy to be back into the business, and I'm happy to have her working if she wants to. She doesn't have to if she doesn't want to. And the baby on the KFI website, I don't even get that baby. I don't understand. Does anybody get that thing? What does that mean? What does that mean? We torture kids here, you know? KFI, we hate children. I've never understood. Do you know, Stella? It's just we start them young. All right. And you can see the look on the baby's face with the headphones on. He hates everything he's hearing. It's just excruciatingly. I don't have a clock. What's happening with the clock here, Craig?
Ruth, the elderly lady, no longer calls. Is this because of syndication? Or has she figured out that it's you on the phone?
I don't know, because we've asked her to call, and we've said, Ruth, please call. This is a lady named Ruth from Anaheim. And she was phenomenal, and she used to call our show when we were just local to L.A., and she would,
I bet you think you're really smart. Who's this jackass?
And she would call every week, you know. And then she stopped when we went national, and I would go on the air, and I'd say, Ruth, our new number is 1-800. Come on. I think it's a combination of she doesn't get the phone number thing, and somebody clued her in, and she probably got so sick of our stupid show that she's back listening to KFI Junior up the dial a little bit there. That's what I think. You know.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay, we got a minute.
Can you tell us what your process is to prepare for each show? Do you come up with premises and some gags and some taglines and stuff like that?
Yeah, we try to come up with a premise about something in the news, and then we try to layer some funny stuff. So, for instance, with Jay Santos today, we said, well, the president's anti-terrorism package, let's have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police talk about how wonderful it is. Let's focus in on the eavesdropping aspect of it. And then in the second act, let's throw in some stuff about, you know, ranch dressing on the face. And so you layer it. You start out with the premise. You get the character. Then you kind of build and you layer the comedy on top of that, if you can call it comedy. Hopefully sometimes it is. So there you go. Thank you very much. You know, I only got 20 seconds, so I'm going to do it like next hour. Yeah, I got to go to the. I got to go to a news break. I got to shut up. I'm going to news break. Be right back. Phil Henry Show.